Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address ceremony marking 90 years of Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says G20 event under India's presidency is an example of political and economic rebalancing. At least 4 persons killed and over 100 others injured after heavy storm hit Jalpaiguri district of West Bengal. Italy's Jannik Sinner clinches the men's singles title of Miami Open Tennis in US. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Chennai Super Kings by 20 runs in Vishakhapatnam. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Mumbai today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will address a ceremony marking 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in the city. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, commenced its operation on the 1st of April in 1935 and enters its 90th year today. The RBI is organizing a commemorative event on the occasion. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Ministers of State for Finance, Bhagwat Kishan Rao Karad and Pankaj Chaudhary will also participate in the program. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das will also address the event on the occasion. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar and representatives of various banks and industry will also take part in the event. The Finance Ministry has clarified that no new changes are set to take place in the financial year beginning today. It refuted the misleading information circulating on certain social media platforms regarding the new tax regime. The Ministry said that the new tax regime primarily applies to individuals other than companies and firms. It is applicable as a default regime from the financial year 2023-24. Under the new tax regime, tax rates are significantly lower and the benefit of various exemptions and deductions such as 50,000 rupees from salary and 15,000 rupees from family pension are not available as they were in the old regime. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has described the G20 event under the presidency of India as an example of political and economic rebalancing. Speaking at an event in the national capital yesterday, the minister highlighted the festive ambience and celebration of India's G20 presidency across the length and breadth of the country.
The entire country celebrated our presidency of the G20. The G20 in many ways was an example of political and economic rebalancing, where instead of a few countries who were running the world or influencing the world or dominating the world, this has broadened out and clearly here the role of India was recognized. But after political and economic rebalancing, today the battle is for cultural rebalancing. That how do we recognize the entire diversity of the world? How do we undo the distortions of an era which was dominated by a few countries and a few regions?
Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah is on a two-day visit to Rajasthan, which began yesterday. He held organizational meetings in Jaipur in view of the Lok Sabha elections, which will be held in two phases in Rajasthan this month. In Jaipur, Mr. Shah presided over a gathering of party leaders and took an update on the election preparations for the 5 Lok Sabha seats of Dausa, Karauli, Dholpur, Nagaur, Churu and Jhunjhunu. CM Bhajan Lal Sharma, BJP State President CP Joshi, former leader of opposition Rajendra Rathaur and other leaders were present in the meeting. Mr. Shah also held a roadshow in Sikar last evening. The Home Minister will hold meetings of party leaders in Jodhpur today. In poll-bound Assam, the second round of randomization of electronic voting machines, EVMs, for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls will be held today. After this process, EVMs, including voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT, will be allocated polling station-wise in constituencies where election will be held in the first phase. Our correspondent reports that the process is being done through the EMS software in the presence of observers and candidates. Assam will be witnessing three-phase polling. 5 seats will be covered in the first phase, including Jorhat, Dibrugarh, Sonitpur, Kaziranga and Lakhimpur seats. In Madhya Pradesh, after the completion of nomination process for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls, the number of candidates for 6 seats going to polls in this phase on the 19th of this month has become clear. The state will be witnessing 4-phase polling for 29 Lok Sabha seats. Meanwhile, the filing of nomination papers for the second phase is underway in the state. Thursday is the last day for filing of nominations for this phase. We have more from our correspondent.
In Madhya Pradesh, a total of 88 candidates are in the fray for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections on 6 seats. Some of the prominent candidates include Union Minister Faggan Singh Kulaste from Mandla and Nakul Nath, son of former Chief Minister Kamal Nath from Chindwara. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 nomination papers have been filed in the second phase so far. Voting for the first phase in the state will be held on 19th April and for the second phase on 26th April. Meanwhile, Chief Electoral Officer Anupam Rajan has completely banned any kind of exit poll in the state from 7 a.m. on 19th April to 6:30 p.m. on the 1st of June. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, we today bring you a report on Virudhunagar seat in Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu will vote for the Lok Sabha elections in a single phase on the 19th of this month. The state has 39 Lok Sabha constituencies. Virudhunagar seat is internationally famous for cracker and printing industry. The constituency has 6 assembly segments and a total number of 15,55,186 voters ready to exercise their franchise. We have more in this report from our correspondent.
In the Virudhunagar Lok Sabha constituency, Tiruparankuntam, Tirumangalam, Sathur, Sivakasi, Virudhunagar, Arappukottai are 6 assembly segments in which 4 constituencies belong to the DMK and Congress combined and 2 belong to the AIADMK. This time it is a 3-cornered contest in Virudhunagar. A total of 27 candidates are in the fray. As BJP is contesting the election along with smaller allies, its strength in the state will be tested this time. The party has fielded popular actress Radhika Sarathkumar opposite Congress candidate Manikam Thakur. The star couple Radhika and her husband Sarath Kumar joined the party recently after Sarath Kumar merged his party, the Samatva Makkal Katchi, with the BJP. Another popular candidate who is new to electoral politics is Vijay Prabhakaran, the son of late actor politician Vijay Kant, the founder of DMDK, which is now an ally of the AIADMK. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. 4 persons were killed and more than 100 injured after a cyclonic storm hit parts of Jalpaiguri district in West Bengal yesterday. The storm in North Bengal damaged many houses and uprooted several trees in Jalpaiguri town and many areas of the neighbouring Mainaguri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the loss of lives in the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his thoughts are with those affected by the storms. Prime Minister also expressed concern over the current situation in Jalpaiguri, Mainaguri areas of West Bengal. The Prime Minister said that he has spoken with officials and asked them to ensure proper assistance to those affected by it. The severe weather conditions also affected normal life in northeastern India. In Assam, a portion of the ceiling at Guwahati Airport collapsed due to heavy rainfall. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast enhanced rainfall and thunderstorm activity over northeast India till Thursday. The Weather Department also forecast that 2 western disturbances are likely to affect the Himalayan region till the 5th of this month. Under its influence, isolated to scattered rainfall or snowfall with thunderstorms and lightning are very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till the 6th of April. In Kerala, swell waves inundated the coastal areas across central and southern districts last evening, prompting the district-level disaster management authorities to be in alert mode. Swell waves flooded beaches along the coastal areas in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha and Thrissur districts. The phenomenon referred to as Kalakadal, locally where the sea surges into the land causing inundation. These are flash flood events that take place without any noticeable advance change in the local winds or any other apparent signature in the coastal environment. The public has been advised to avoid visits to the beaches in the state. And in international news, in Pakistan, in rain-related incidents, 10 people have lost their lives and 12 sustained injuries in different parts of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Provincial Disaster Management Authority, PDMA, of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa said at least 27 houses were damaged across the province in the torrential rain that started on Friday. The statement said rescue teams have been sent to affected areas and the injured have been shifted to hospitals. And back home, in Punjab, the procurement for Rabi marketing season is beginning from today. All necessary arrangements have been made by the government in this regard. We have a report.
This time, wheat has been sown in 35.7 lakh hectare areas in the state, which is likely to result in 161.30 lakh metric ton yield. The cash credit limit to the extent of 30,776.36 crore rupees is needed, out of which more than 27,000 crore rupees has been received for April. The balance amount for the month of May would be received soon. The Punjab Mandi Board has announced 1,908 regular purchase centers, which has been allotted to the various agencies as per the advice of procurement agencies. The government has directed the deputy commissioners to ensure that the farmers face no hassles during the procurement. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Akashwani Tiruvananthapuram station is entering its 75th year of formation today. The station began in 1942 as Travancore radio station and became part of Akashwani on the 1st of April 1950. To mark the occasion, the Tiruvananthapuram station will be holding year-long celebrations that begins today. Renowned Malayalam writer George Onakkor will inaugurate the celebrations at Akashwani Tiruvananthapuram this afternoon. In tennis, Italy's Jannik Sinner won the men's singles title of Miami Open tournament in the United States last night. Second seed Sinner defeated 11 seed Bulgarian player Grigor Dimitrov in the final. Unseeded American player Daniel Collins has won the women's singles title. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 20 runs in Vishakhapatnam last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Today, at 9:30 p.m., we'll bring you an insightful discussion on ease of filing income tax return, Aayakar return prakriya ka sarlikaran, with Dharamveer Singh, Commissioner of Income Tax. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-233-1444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tomorrow. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. Stay tuned to Akashwani Gold Channel and additional frequencies for this captivating live broadcast. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Nishit. Launching his Lok Sabha poll campaign in Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi says action against corrupt will continue is the top story in the Statesman. President confers Bharat Ratna on L.K. Advani. Prime Minister hails his pivotal role, says the Asian Age. INTI Alliance demands level playing field and release of arrested leaders at a rally in New Delhi, says the Times of India. Prime Minister Modi targets Congress for callously giving away Kachativu Island to Sri Lanka in 1974, terming it anti-national act, is the front page story in the Tribune. Four killed as storm wreaks havoc in West Bengal, reports the Hindu. MPC may keep repo rate stance unchanged at financial year 25. First meet is the top story in Business Standard. And finally, work begins to lift Baltimore Bridge off ship that felled it, says Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address ceremony marking 90 years of Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says G20 event under India's presidency is an example of political and economic rebalancing. At least 4 persons killed and over 100 others injured after heavy storm hit Jalpaiguri district of West Bengal. Italy's Jannik Sinner clinches men's singles title of Miami Open Tennis in US. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Chennai Super Kings by 20 runs in Vishakhapatnam. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.